This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Hour number two, ready to go. Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited in the studio. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great.
Morning, Eric.
You warmed up now that you're inside? It was cold out there.
Yeah.
You're used to working outside. You're used to the cold.
Not anymore.
It's not as much anymore. it is cold out. Yeah. But, you know, I can start my truck up from inside my house, warm it up. It melts the frost. I can get in. We do live a lot more comfortably today than we did.
That is sure.
Well, in the past.
But. Yes.
Siding Unlimited, we do this every week that you're on. Tell us what we do, what you do. this is where my two worlds collide.
Right.
Every month.
Well, So Siding Unlimited, siding, windows, roofing, and doors. So everything on the outside of the house. We have great people that work for us. Dayton is one of our sales guys. So if you call in and you're looking for a free estimate or a quote, Dayton might be one of the guys you get, or you can ask for him. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, feel free to do that.
Right. So, but we lean on Dave. He's our go-to home inspector. We like that because sometimes our customers have questions, and we answer them. I feel like we answer them honestly, and we can show. We can show data, we can show, third-party resources and stuff like that that we might find online or something like that, like condensation. We'll talk about that this hour, condensation, because it's freezing outside, and that always rears its ugly head this time of year. And we can go to the resources. We use Sunrise Windows for our vinyl windows. We use Pella Windows, Marvin Windows for wood, fiberglass, all that. And they have a really good resource online, but sometimes people just want to talk to other people, and sometimes we'll lean on Dave.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great resource. He's a home inspector. So
right, and as much as I interact with the two of you here on the show, and I know Dayton, and I know your company very well, I am independent. I'm not employed by you. I don't have any financial relationship with Siding Unlimited or anything. I'm going to recommend people that I think do a good job, and I have my own opinions, because if I didn't have my own opinions, then I can't do what I do.
Well,
you're a third party neutral. Right. You're looking at facts.
Exactly.
Yeah. At the end of the day, nobody ever wants to go to the place nobody wants to talk about or anything like that. And that's like going to litigation court and all that crap. Sorry, all that stuff. But
it can be a mess,
but the reality is that we can all be friends, the consumer, the contractor, a resource like Dave, an inspector. We can all be friends. We can all be cordial. We can all have communication. But know that if that were where it's to go, that we have to take a stand and we have to speak under oath. So why would we lie now only to change our tune in that situation where it gets very costly? So we can all be friends, and I love it because there have been situations where I'm talking to the homeowner, and I tell the homeowner, hey, you know what? I understand your question. This is our answer. They're still questioning our answer. Well, what if we bring in Dave, and he's going to be honest? And some people have said, well, he's your guy. And I'm like, well, he's my friend, but he's not my guy. Like
I'm not employed by you.
You're not going to risk your livelihood.
Exactly.
For me, nor should you, and I don't ask you to. So, what we've got going on here is a really good relationship amongst us on the show. But what we do, Siding Unlimited, siding, windows, roofing, doors, we've got a great team behind us from sales, our office, our installation team is absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. Our guys they're really good at what they do. So when they leave, your house looks nice, but they've got great personalities, so you can talk to them. And that's, that speaks volumes in today's day and age for sure.
Right. And then I think that's really important. Somebody asked me yesterday about, well, what window would you use? Or, you know, I'm going to replace my windows. I said, well, let's back up from there. I said, I would recommend finding a good contractor.
Yeah.
You can go out and buy the absolute best, most expensive window in the world, custom, you know, spend a bazillion dollars on a window. If it's not installed correctly or well, it's not going to perform. I said, but a good contractor, a really good window contractor, can take a less expensive window, install it correctly, and it's going to perform. Maybe not as good, but it will perform. It's not going to leak and all that.
So right.
That's important.
Okay. We're going to take our first break for this hour. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Check out Siding Unlimited. Very easy. It's sidingunlimited.com.
Get her done. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Didn't think that I would stay
in a place this cold and gray. Who's this?
AJR. This is Milwaukee's own Known Moons.
Known Moons. They sound like AJR. They should be rich and famous. Selling out stadiums.
I agree.
Okay.
My humidistat's down to 22%. So it's like I said, it's going down as it's getting acclimated to the room.
Yeah.
So does everybody know the technology you guys brought today?
Yeah, we talked about it the first hour. Yeah. So I have a humidity meter. David's
got a humidistat. It's just a simple one. And it needs to acclimate to the room. When I pulled it out of my bag, it was like 25%.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just slowly going down. It's very dry in here.
It is very dry.
Yeah, no, it is. It's definitely very dry in here.
No condensation on the windows here. Although it's not cold.
It's inside a building on the other side. So that's what happens, right? Inside the house is warm this time of year. Outside of the house, today, we feel like 25 below right now.
Well, yeah.
So that's a big difference.
Right. So today's, you know, we talk about this every year. We kind of a seasonal thing. But when you wake up and it's, you know, 0 degrees, 3 degrees, like, and you're going to be on the show as well, it's like great time to talk about it because we're in real time. The condensation thing on windows and ice damming and all the stuff that happens around our house, how our house works and operates in the winter, is always something that we need to talk about. Even if it's just an announcement, a public announcement, yeah. So
David said it this hour or last hour.
What? Go Army? Go Navy, beat Army?
Almost every home's going to have some condensation somewhere today.
Right.
Because you're keeping your house at 67, 65, 70 outside. Like we're zero, at 2.
And it's going to be below 0 tonight.
Feels like 25 below.
Well, and look at what the event we had 2 weeks ago. We had, was it the Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
We had an all-day rain.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of moisture in the air, a lot of moisture the ground all over. That also migrates into the house. So you have humidity in the house, moisture in the house, coming off of a fall season where it was actually a warm fall season with rain. And then we get a foot of snow and we get cold temperatures. And it's that's like a shock to the house. And so that moisture is not getting out of the house fast enough. And the temperatures outside are so cold that it's high school science. It's the condensation, the water in the air is going to hit the cool surface, and it's going to condense and turn into go from water vapor to physical water, and so that's what's happening. It is a science, and the way you curb against it is to create a warmer surface, and that's just what it is. Or create air movement around the inside of your house so that moisture doesn't have a chance to collect on the cool surface.
Right. So if you have casement windows in the winter, take your screens off.
Yep.
Open your blinds or shades. And then there was one other thing I was going to suggest, but I can't think of it now.
Well, and be understanding about the moisture sources inside your house. We had a conversation in our sales meeting, and Sean, our sales manager, he's out talking to a homeowner that he just sold windows to, and she's like, my daughter's room has condensation on the glass. Like, what's going on? And Sean went over there with the technology. We can read the moisture in the air, but he walks into the room and he sees it. Like, we walk into the room, we can see it.
Yeah.
But you also have to walk people through to get to the answer. And so he set up his hydrometer. He set it.
The moisture thing,
the moisture reader in the air. He set that up, and then he went right away to the water source, and he says, "You know, ma'am, you know, it's kind of interesting. In your bedroom, you don't have any condensation on the glass. In the other rooms, we don't have condensation on the glass. But in the room where we have a fish tank,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
you have a water source.
Yeah, all that's evaporating.
Yeah, it's just yeah. evaporating, so condensing somewhere.
I remember.
Else.
So two more things: you could run fans,
yep.
you know, ceiling fan a little bit, but also more importantly, we've said this all the time: make sure your windows are locked.
Yes.
So if they're locked, that means they're closed all the way. I see that all the time where they look like they're locked or the locks are engaged or something, but they're not actually closed. And now you got gaps and now you got cold air, more cold air coming in and contacting that cold, that warm surface.
Well, and that works. It can almost work the other way as well, where, hey, our windows never had condensation on them before. Well, they leaked air so bad
right.
that the moisture just got right out.
Yeah, your old windows.
Your old windows. But I like what Dave said. Lock your windows. I like it from the standpoint that, you know, I install windows. Like, and when you lock your windows when they're not in use, which is probably 98% of the time,
right?
It's holding that position in the wall, so they're just going to perform better, longer if they're locked when you're right. not using them. The other thing, Dave, you've always said this, I repeat this with people. We talk about it in our meetings, is that once a month, and I love this suggestion, is to walk around the house, open all your windows, and then the time it takes you to open all of them and then go around and close them, you turn over that air.
Yeah, the air exchange.
Especially on a day like today,
yeah,
where it's 0 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it'll get chilly a little bit, but your furnace should be
but
able to pick up.
But that air is so dry.
Yeah, exactly. That'll make a huge difference with the humidity in your house.
Right, right. Yeah. And your health. A pharmacist actually told me, not that same exercise, but he said once a month you should try to freshen up the air in your house just because it's easier and better for your body, for your health, to breathe fresh air.
Right. Yeah. We do need to take a break. When we come back, more of your calls and texts. We have some that came in, 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line. Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us this hour on The Fix-It Show.
Advice you can use. It's The Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
I got to ask, Isaac, who's this now?
This is Milwaukee's own Barely Civil.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I didn't want to guess without it being right, though.
Is somebody we know in that band?
I think I know the drummer. You want his autograph? I'll walk into the producer's studio and get it from him.
Well, hey, if you liked that song and the one we played in the last break, you can pre-order the Barely Known split cassette.
Okay, here we
What's
go.
What's a split cassette?
They have two songs on one side. We have two songs on one side.
Okay. And then go out and buy a cassette player.
Wait, I was going to say, I still have some cassettes. I just don't have anything to play it on.
Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us this hour. We were talking about windows and locking our windows and condensation. Why would I get new windows? Why would I be calling Siding Unlimited and saying, hey, I need new windows? What are some reasons?
Yeah, so I mean, somebody might, you know, I think it's always wild when someone says, well, I have condensation on my glass now, and you're telling me that if I buy new windows, I could end up with condensation on my glass after I buy new windows. And the answer is yes. You know, no window salesperson, no company, no honest company can actually say we have a window that will 100% eliminate the chance of condensation
it's
happening.
It's science.
It's
right. It's a hole in the wall.
Right.
You know.
So. Now, the if condensation's your bugaboo, if that's really what, you know, now we would, like Dayton would come out to the house and the homeowner is like, all right, I have other reasons for new windows. I want windows that operate because these don't operate.
Right.
I have wood on the outside of the windows that's rotting, and I can feel the air draft or the leaks. You know, they look horrible.
Yeah. Seal failures and
Seal failures. Like, it's not, windows aren't just glass and it's not just frame, but it's seals around it, and those seals fail, and now you got air leaking and all of that stuff. And honestly, like, I mean, if that condensation is your issue, like that's your bugaboo, we can put you in a more efficient window that's going to separate that energy better. Mm-hmm. And so even though while I can't make the promise that the window we put in your wall is going to eliminate condensation, I can say we can put in a window that is going to curb against it really well. And the best window that I've experienced, and I have them in my house, and Siding Unlimited installed them. So just to let you know that Siding Unlimited installs the windows, but is the Pella Lifestyle 3 window. It's a triple pane glass. It's got the sealed unit that has the argon gas and the low E coating on it. So that's your energy efficient glass pack. That's on the
like a normal dual pane.
Like window. A normal dual pane with everybody else.
Yep.
And then on the inside, it's got a removable pane of glass that has a bulb weather seal. So when it's engaged, it is sealed. You can have blinds between the glass now, so you really don't have. I've had these windows for 6 years, not 7 years now going on, and I have not cleaned any blinds, and they don't have any dust on them. So,
nice.
So you've got that, and. If those blinds, just a side note, if those blinds were external, outside, I would have busted them like in a year and a half. So the fact that they're protected, hidden, and away from dust and all of that is fantastic. But we can also put blinds between the glass and have a sealed unit. But the other benefit of the Lifestyle 3 with that glass pack, that's triple pane, is I'm pretty confident everybody else's glass pack, for the most part, all the vinyl guys, all the other ones that go to triple pane don't create more separation between outside air and inside air. They still live within a 7/8 inch glass sealed unit.
You just have another layer inside there.
They just drop the extra pane of glasses in between the dual pane, and there's your third pane.
Yeah.
The Pella is on the inside surface. It's the added third pane is to the inside. You end up with about 1.75 inches of space between outside air and inside air. And I don't think there's another window out there that comes even close to that.
Sure. And the other thing, one more thing, is there's obviously resale value.
Right.
We replace your windows. I do inspections and people are like, oh, I don't have to replace windows. They did it already, as long as they're done well.
Well, and what's wild, we're starting to hear back. I mean, we've been in 2026, the next year, that'll be 32 years for Siding Unlimited. And we're actually hearing back where people are using Siding Unlimited. Oh, Siding Unlimited installed siding or roofing or did the windows. And we're hearing that as a sales pitch for when people sell their house and a buying. Like that's actually starting to become it has been for the last few years, but a value that they had them work on the house.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to the first segment, we talked about honesty and products and all that stuff. Yeah, the right contractor uses the right products.
Right.
We're going to go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center, but check them out. SidingUnlimited.com is the website. Good morning, Elizabeth Lintonen.
Good morning, Dayton.
Dayton and David. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
I don't know who's going to brave it, but 12 bars of Christmas going throughout Milwaukee today, where you go around
one
to
day?
The different bars. If you're drinking a drink at every bar at 12 bars, I wouldn't be able to walk the whole loop. There's no way. There's no way.
No.
Dayton Kane, David Nason, Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us this hour. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. You had mentioned in that last conversation about honest contractors. Like,
right.
No honest contractor is going to tell you will not get in condensation. There's no 100% guarantee
right.
on that.
Right.
How do you know? How do you pick a contractor?
Outside looking in, I think that's very difficult.
Right.
I mean, knowing my competition in the world we live in and the stories that we hear, on a daily basis, like I'll just say this, it's really hard to find an honest contract. It really is. Because the stories and the emails and stuff that come back to me about others, you know, with different things, it's like we get customers that'll email and say, hey, this is what they said, what do you think? And I'm like, well, that's not really honest at all, you know, that's a blatant lie. Or, you know, so really it is finding somebody that you feel that you can trust, and then asking the right questions and going into their showroom and meeting the people, like meeting the contractor, meeting them at the NARI show, meeting them at these home shows that are coming up early 2026 in middle of February is the NARI show. You know, doing your due diligence to try to vet the contractor, I think is very important. I really feel that if you have three estimates from three different contractors and ones and pricing, they're all going to be different, and pricing is low, medium, and high. Picking the middle one just because it's the middle is not the right way to go.
Kind of human tendency, I think, yeah. But not necessarily the right way to
go. And that's why I say it, is because that's also a story that always comes back, is like, oh, well, we're just going to pick the one in the middle. And that's, you know, we feel like that's logical. But what that does is that's like, that's not digging deep into who you're working with. That's just randomly selecting somebody. So you have three estimates, all different pricing. Because I'll tell you right now, we like Dayton, and you've seen this a million times. You quote jobs, you work with people that we're not always the highest, and sometimes we are the highest. Not often are we the lowest, you know. But that's all in the value of the products that we use, the guys we use, and all of that. So you know, there's a level of you get what you pay for, but there's also a level in this industry of you know, astronomical prices.
Right.
You really have to trust your own intuition, not just pick because they're the middle guy from a pricing standpoint, but go off a feel, do your due diligence. It's not a decision you have to make in an hour. When a guy comes into the house and says, you know, they don't even present what they're going to do, but they ask you to sign a contract 30 different times in the time they're there.
Well, you know, nowadays too, with the internet, the Better Business Bureau, Google reviews, the Instagram pages, and the projects you can see that these companies have done. There's just so many resources out there that don't take long to get to to find, right? So take 20 minutes. This is your house, right? You're putting a big project up on your house.
Yeah.
Go online, do some research.
Well, and I look at it from our perspective, from Siding Unlimited's perspective, inside looking out now. And it's like, well, we have nothing to hide. You know, you can have a conversation with us. You can go to YouTube and see our YouTube channel and see all these job projects that we share. Reviews. You can go to our website. You can go to if you ask the salesperson that you're working with, if I'm working with Dayton and I ask Dayton, hey, do you have anybody I can talk to that has gone through this experience with you guys? Dayton's got a list a mile long of people that that are willing to talk on our behalf. You know, so it's the contractor that is open and willing to work with you, and also willing to share with you their experiences. And guess what? Some of the stories, I think a question that's worth asking is what it's like a job interview. I think a question worth asking is what was a bad situation that you've been in?
Then you took care of and corrected.
How did you work around it?
Yeah,
because we're coming up on 32 years, and I'm telling you right now, it's not 100% perfect, but when we have an issue, we work through it. And I think those are valuable questions to ask rather than just picking the middle price.
855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. SidingUnlimited.com is the website. You can check them out while we take this next break. We'd love to hear from you. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
If it needs fixing, we can help. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
If you're just tuning in and you haven't caught all the conversations on ice damming and icicles and condensation, you can always find the Fix-It Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast, because there's been a lot of good information this morning. Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us. You can find them at SidingUnlimited.com. And we were talking about finding a good contractor. How do you know you've found an ethical one? Ethics is a big thing in business, right? Are people telling the truth? You have an example of something that went out recently that wasn't so honest.
Yeah, in the spirit of competition, you know, you have to, you know, the customer is the customers, our consumers are one thing, but then there's contractors that are competing against each other in and out of different houses. And it's just, what is the pressure do to you to get to the point where you want to cross that line? And that's something that I feel very blessed that our longevity in the industry and in the market, how we've handled our business for 32 years, all of that stuff has been on the up and up and given us a stronger position now to just be honest and be forthright with everybody. We can say no to somebody. Like if somebody asks a question about, you know, when it comes to condensation or ice damming or something like that, somebody else might want to say yes because that's what the other person, the consumer, wants to hear. We can say no because we can define and answer that question the right way so that the science is behind it, the logic is behind it. And now how do we what do we do with the house, with the consumer to make it right or just educate them? But no, I have a situation. So before the last break, I had mentioned that we get a lot of info, emails or phone calls about people saying, hey, this is what was said about that, or this is what someone said about you guys or whatever. So our Outdoor Living Unlimited company, our outdoorlivingunlimited.com, we are 2 years in a row, we are TimberTech Decking. TimberTech is the manufacturer of, I believe they're the most trusted, they have their numbers and all that, they're the most trusted brand for decking in the United States. Pella is the most trusted brand for window, on and on. You know, we use good brands. So TimberTech, great brand, great product of decking. In Wisconsin, this is now 2 years in a row, we're the number one TimberTech installer of their decking. It's proven by the receipts that our receipts that we pay, the jobs that we sell, and our reputation with TimberTech. And then they come back and send an email in writing saying, yep, you guys won it again. Then we get an email from my competition that went to a customer of ours or a prospective customer of ours saying that that other company is the only premier TimberTech company or installer in Wisconsin. So it's like, all right, well, first of all, there's not just one company that's going to install TimberTech decking.
Right.
You know, so they're not the only, you know. And they also claim that they are the original deck, Wisconsin's original deck company from 1969. It's like, okay, wait a second. So there was no decks built before 1969, or no companies out there, no carpenter out there that claimed he was a deck builder. I mean, I've seen plenty of decks that are on houses that were built pre 1969.
Yeah,
they need to be replaced
for safety reasons.
For safety reasons, for a lot of, for they've aged for sure. So those are the remarks that it's like, okay, what are you trying to pull here? What are you trying to do here? Because now a consumer is reading that, and now they're reading that saying, well, if they're the only one, and then Outdoor Living Unlimited over here is saying they're number one, it's like, well, who's...
Somebody's not telling the truth. Yeah.
So that's the stuff that bothers me, because it's out there, and everything that we present, we can prove. We get back if we have a claim about our success with a company, the 5-time National Contractor of the Year with Pella. If you ask, hey, I want to see some documentation, we have that. You know, we have the proof, we have the relationships, we have this somebody that's going to corroborate everything that we advertise when we advertise those types of claims. And unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of our competition. And maybe it's from a standpoint that they're just losing to us because of the positive things that we're doing in the community, that they feel they have to do something unethical. They have to toe that line or cross that line to win business. Honestly, you don't have to. You do you, and you'll be just fine. But that's what we're running into.
SidingUnlimited.com if you want to check out the company. When we come back, you said doing good in the community. I know we're doing a book drive. We're going to talk about that. We're going to wrap this up. If you have questions, there's just a few minutes left. 855-616-1620. Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on this hour on The Fix-It Show.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma Brand station. Making it a great Fix-It day. Outside. It's The Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
It's cold outside.
I mean, if you think 4 degrees is cold, then yeah, I guess it's cold outside. Feels like 20 below right now in Milwaukee. Blustery and cold all day, a high of only 7. So stay inside if you can. Dress warm if you can't. Make sure your car doesn't break down on the road if possible.
The cold is a mind frame.
Okay.
No, it's a temperature.
Not when it's 20 below wind chill. No, that's a cold. All right. Go ahead and By the way, this show is always sponsored by Siding Unlimited, who's with us today, and JMB Construction. We thank them for doing that each week. Let's talk about the book drive that's going on right now. It's the holiday season. We're trying to give to the kids, and what is that all about?
We will collect books. Anybody that wants to drop anything off at Siding Unlimited in Waukesha or Madison, either location, 665 Larry Court in Waukesha, 2018 South Stoughton Road in Madison. You can go online on our website, sidingunlimited.com, and see those, find those addresses. But if you want to drop them off, we're going to get them to Children's Hospital at the end of the week. And we've, this is year two of us of Siding Unlimited and Outdoor Living Unlimited doing the book drive. It's just, we're talking about books, and I mean, to have something where the kids can, you know, read or be read to, and their imagination can run wild, I think is just absolutely outstanding. And you know, the more books that Children's has, the more opportunities that their imaginations can run wild. And
it's always my favorite thing when Audrey, my granddaughter, brings me a book and wants to read it.
Yeah.
I play with her all the time. I like playing with her, but when she wants to read a book or have me read a book, it's like awesome. That's great.
And honestly, there's nothing more sweet and innocent than a kid sitting next to you, cuddling up, and then just reading a book.
Yep. It's good.
It's just funny hearing you guys talk about that.
Whoa.
Oh, come on, Dave.
You've had kids. You know what
it's
like.
Yeah, but they're
like.
Older now. I don't have grandkids yet either.
Yeah.
So
you guys,
here we are on the Fix-It Show. We talk about cuddling up.
Our life has taken us through condensation and ice damming, but, but behind the scenes,
yes.
There's family still.
You're soft and cuddly guys.
We're good people.
Yeah, right.
So the book drive going on right now. What else do we do throughout the year at Siding Unlimited?
Kind of curious now, Dave. We might have to bring a few books in for you, break you down a little bit. Tough guy over here.
Yeah. Actually, I do more books, audio books, than reading lately. Yeah.
Sorry, Dave.
Yeah, right. Just him laughing. I'm like, what is he laughing at? What are we talking about that's funny? Now I got it. So we do the book drive.
Yep.
Hunger Task Force.
Yeah. So we that's the time of the year and everything. So we do the children's book drive. We'll also do a donation there. We'll do a donation to Hunger Task Force now. And we do one in February because the holidays happen and everybody rushes and all of that. And then you gotta replenish the food bank and stuff like that. So we do another one there. Make-A-Wish is always one that we do. Those are the three big ones that we'll do. And then throughout the year, we always get somebody calling and asking about something, the sheriff's department and stuff like that we do. But, you know, that's the time of the year. But I think, jump on board because a lot of these have, like Children's or Hunger Task Force or Salvation Army, like all of them, a lot of them will have like where there's matching. Where if you donate, there's somebody that's going to match one or two, sometimes up to three times. So even if you wanted to do that and make your donation go a little further, call up who you want to donate to and say, hey, are there matching opportunities? And they'll tell you, yeah, right now we're in a matching opportunity where if you donate a dollar, somebody's going to donate three more. You know, and that's just maximizing the value of, I mean, what they all need.
Well, good conversations. Thank you for getting us through the cold winter weather with those talks that we had. And I've been mentioning it, sidingunlimited.com. If you haven't been to the website recently, go. It's new. It's phenomenal. And you'll see what the company is all about. David, you here next week?
Absolutely.
I'll see you next week. Thank you for coming in, Eric. Have a good Christmas if you're not on the show prior to that.
Yeah.
And Rose Gray coming in next for the Fox World Travel Show.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.